Blog Talk Radio.
Exactly.
In my shine, they try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my line. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Well, only do it, you said you would. Battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it, I yes you will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out, it's only his grace. Only do it, you said you would. So I trust him at all times.
I'm about to lose it again, I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there.
Sleep at night.
only ones that could come and make it right. So ain't no need for stressing and crying, 'cause he gon' show up just like he did the last time. And the last time, and the last time, I know, I know, I know. Won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Say he would.
Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night.
Won't he do it?
Pastor Brenda Spann coming to you from the Now Network broadcast. The psalmist declares in Psalms 117, for his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise ye the Lord. I am so excited today. I have a word from the Lord. I will be coming from the book of Genesis, the 26th chapter, verse 12 through 16, and verse 19 through 22. We're going to talk about Isaac today. Oh, yes, I am excited about the study of Isaac. Isaac is the son of Abraham, the son of promise, the promised son that Abraham and Sarah had at their old age. I think Sarah was about 90 years old, and Abraham was about 100 years old. And so we're going to talk about Isaac. Oh, my goodness. A powerful, powerful word today. I encourage you to get on the phone and to begin to start texting people, telling them about this broadcast. It's going to truly bless you today. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. Lord, we honor you. Lord, we glorify you. Lord, we come here to lift you up, to give you praise and give you honor. Lord, we thank you for those that are tuning in today. Lord, I ask that you bless them, God. Lord, I ask that you give them a double portion of blessings today, God. Lord, we ask that you bless their household, oh God, that you bless your health today, God. Lord, we thank you that this word is going to go forward, oh God, and it's going to sow on good ground. I ask that you speak to your people today, Lord. And Lord, we thank you. We forever give you praise, and we forever give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. So today we're going to talk about Isaac, the son of Abraham. Isaac, you know, as I was studying Isaac, I find that Isaac was very, very humble. He was very humble. I find that Isaac was a peacemaker. I find that Isaac showed grace among people, even in spite of them doing him wrong. Oh, hallelujah. You know what? I don't know who I'm speaking to today, but sometimes you guys are going to have to just show grace. And you're just going to have mercy in spite of people doing you wrong, in spite of people talking against you, talking about you. You have to just show mercy and show grace, because we have to realize the battle is not ours, but it is the Lord. And so we're going to see what happened when Isaac decided to trust God and let God fight his battle. And the book of Genesis, the 26th chapter. At this time, there was Isaac was in the land of Canaan. Abraham had just had died, and it was a famine took place in Canaan. And so Isaac moved from Canaan to a city called Gur, was the land of the Philistine. And at this time, Isaac was married to Rebekah. And so he takes his family, because it was a severe famine in the land. Sometimes when there's a famine, that means sometimes the crops does not grow, the land does not give rain, and so a lot of time the produce and things die, And if they die, then it becomes a famine in the land because people cannot eat. And so Isaac decided to move to Ger. Okay? And so I'm going to read the 26th chapter, verse 1 through 12. Okay? It says a severe famine. No, no, 12 through 16. I'm sorry. It says, then once Isaac had moved to Ger, the land of the Philistines, a foreign land, okay, when Isaac planted his crops that year, he harvested 100 times more grain. Then he planted, for the Lord blessed him. He became a very rich man, and his wealth continued to grow. He acquired so many flocks of the sheep and goats, herds of cattle, and servants that the Philistines became jealous. Okay? And then it says that the Philistines became jealous of him. So the Philistines filled up all of Isaac's wells with dirt. These were the wells that had been dug by the servants of his father Abraham. Finally, Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, ordered Isaac to leave the country. He said, go somewhere else. He said, for you have become too powerful for us. Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, ordered Isaac to move from the land because Isaac had prospered in a foreign land. People became jealous. And we have to realize not just the people, but the king himself. The king, the one that has everything at his disposal, became jealous of Isaac. And you see, when people see that you are prospering, oh, I don't know who I'm speaking to today, but when people see that you are prospering, and what I mean by people, it can be your own family, because we knew that even Jesus' own hometown came up against him. We know, as the scripture tells us, how some of the apostles and the disciples' family came against them because of their belief in Jesus. Sometimes it can be your coworker, people you think that is your friend. When they see the favor of God on your life, many will become jealous. But I'm here to tell you that when people won't celebrate with you and become jealous, it's time for you to move on. It's time for you to move on. And Isaac, that's what he did. So he says, so Isaac moved away to Ger. Now he didn't have anybody there helping celebrate him, help celebrating with him. So he decided to move on. He began to move on. And that's what we have to realize when people refuse to celebrate with us. When people become jealous of what God has prospered us with, we have to decide it's time to move on. You see, we have to realize some people we cannot take into the promised land. Sometimes we can't even tell people what God is doing in our life because we may come up against all type of spirits, the spirit of covenant, the spirit of envy, the spirit of jealousy, the spirit of strife. Sometimes when God bless you, it's time to be quiet, saints. The Bible says that in Hebrews 1:13, it says, be seated. God will make your enemies your footstool. He said, and he says also that he will make your enemy at peace with you. You see, Isaac, he had favor upon him. He was destined. Favor was destined to come upon him. Why was favor destined to come upon him? Because he was a child of promise. He was a child of promise. He was a child that was going to inherit the promised land. Okay? And so favor was destined to come upon him because one reason is because he was a son of Abraham. And God had promised Abraham that he was going to give him the land. And he was going to make him to be a blessing. He was going to curse those that was going to curse him. And he was going to bless those that was going to bless him. And so he was a son of Abraham and Sarah. And I'm letting you know because you are a child of God. You are destined to have favor come upon you. Oh, I have to say that one more time. Because you are a child of God, you are destined to have the favor of God come upon you. You are blessed with all spiritual blessings. I don't know who I'm speaking with today. You are blessed with all spiritual blessings. You have to know that you know that you know that you are blessed. The Bible says in Jeremiah 32 and 27, "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for God?" Is nothing too hard for God. There's nothing that God cannot fix. Oh, hallelujah. If you broke it, God can fix it. Oh, hallelujah. Bless his name. Bless his name. And so, after Isaac moved on, he moved on. The Bible said Isaac's servant also died. Now he moved on to a land, okay? We see he moved on to another place because of the jealousy of the people and because of Abimelech. King Abimelech told him to leave because we had to realize that he was in the land of the Philistines, okay? And so the Bible says in the 19th verse here, it says, Isaac's servants also dug in the Gur Valley and discovered a well of fresh water. But then the shepherds from Gur came and claimed the spring. "This is our water," they said, and they argue over it with Isaac's herdsmen. Okay? And so it says, so Isaac named the well Esek, which means argument. Okay, and so Isaac's men then dug another well. Okay, so when Isaac left Gur and went to the Gur Valley on the outside of Gur, and that's where he was, now he began to dig for wells. Okay, and so now the Gur of shepherds came and claimed the well. And so then it says that because of the argument, you know, Isaac, the peacemaker, gave the well to the earthmen and said, "You know what? I'm going to move forward and I'm going to dig another well." Because guess what? God is not the author of confusion. And so instead of me, you know, arguing with you about this well, I'm going to go ahead and just give you the well. And so Isaac says, "Oh, that's a word for someone today. Instead of you arguing with someone, and because the favor of God is upon your life, go ahead and keep digging." Oh, hallelujah. Go ahead and keep digging. Okay? And so it said that Isaac's men then dug another well. But again, there was a dispute. There was another dispute over it. So Isaac's name is Sitnah, which means hostility. Abandoned that one, Isaac moved on and dug another well. This time there was no dispute over it. So Isaac named the place Rehoboth, which means open space. For he said, at last, hallelujah, at last the Lord has created enough space for us to prosper and this land. Because Isaac showed mercy, showed favor. See, you know, when the favor of God is upon your life, you don't have to argue and you don't have to have hostility because you serve a God that owns everything, owns the cattle and 1,000 hills. Okay, he said, he told him in Deuteronomy that he said, "I will give you lands that you did not build, I will give you wells that you did not dig. And so we know when our God owns everything, we don't have to argue or have hostility about anything. So he said that, you know what? He said, the first one they argue with, I gave it to them. The second one they caused hostility. I gave them their land. I gave them the well. And then I'm just going to move on. I'm going to dig. I'm going to continue to dig. Okay? And then he said the third well, when Isaac digged, he said that there was no dispute. There was no arguing over it. There was no hostility. He said God had caused peace. Oh, hallelujah. He didn't just bless me, but he said God has prospered me in this land. He said, at last, the Lord has created enough space for us to prosper in this land. So when Isaac was saying that, God, you know, God has prospered us. Now, we're not going to just dig for wells. We're going to build houses. Oh, hallelujah. We're going to plant vineyards. We're going to plant olive trees. We're going to plant grape trees. We're going to prosper in this place. Somebody need to get excited today. God, because you refuse to argue and because you refuse to have hostility, God is going to bless you abundantly. Oh, hallelujah. God is going to give you peace, the type of peace where the disciples in the boat in the book of Matthew, the 8th chapter, the Bible talks about how Jesus and the disciples was in the boat, and Jesus was sleeping in the boat while the storm was still going on. I'm here to tell you the peace that you will have, you will be able to get sweet sleep in the midst of a storm. Oh, hallelujah. You will be able to get sleep while, you know, see, I finally realized this week that the enemy will try to kill you while you're in the storm. He will try to kill you while you are in the wilderness. And see, God is going to give you not peace after the wilderness or when the thing is over with. God is going to give you peace in the wilderness. God is going to give you peace in the storm. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody need to get excited today. And so when the king Abimelech told Isaac to leave because he was prospering in the land, the Bible says in the 26th verse here, one day King Abimelech came from Gur with his advisor and also with Phicol, his army commander. Why have you come here? Isaac asked. You obviously hate me since you kicked me off your land. This is what Isaac is telling the king Abimelech. King Abimelech replied, we can plainly see, hallelujah, the Lord is with you. Oh my goodness. We, all the herdsmen that took his well, okay, all the people that lied on him, all the people that was against him, now he's saying, Isaac, we all, the laughters, the gossipers, the one that backbiters, the one that lied on you, we all can see that the Lord is with you. So, oh, hallelujah, bless his name. He says that we all can see that the Lord is with you. And so he says, they replied, we can plainly see the Lord is with you. So we want to enter into a sworn treaty with you. Let's make a covenant. Now the enemy, God has called the enemy to make peace with Isaac. And now all of a sudden, the enemy wants to bless Isaac. He wants to make a treaty with Isaac. He wants to make a covenant with Isaac. He says, swear that you will not harm us just as we have never troubled you. This is what the king Abimelech is telling Isaac. We have always treated you well. Now, and we set you away from us in peace. And now look how the Lord has blessed you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Now we see how the Lord has blessed you. So Isaac prepared a covenant feast to celebrate the treaty. Isaac was a peacemaker. Oh, hallelujah. And I don't know who I'm speaking to today, but you know what? The enemy may come. Oh, hallelujah. Bless you. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. The enemy may try to come up against you, but you remain peaceful in the midst of the fight. Oh, hallelujah. You remain peaceful in the midst of the fight. God is telling you, just be stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And see, the enemy, he wants you to get out of character. He wants you to shame God with a temper and sometimes the enemy can come up against us, and sometimes we can come out of character. We can come out of character, and the first thing the enemy is say, "Ha ha! Look, I thought he or she was a woman or man of God. Look at her now." And see, what the enemy tries to do, he wants to mock God. He wants to shame, put a shame to you about the God that you serve. But I'm telling you today to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Don't matter what the enemy comes, throw at you, what come up against you, you continue to stand still and be quiet. And be peaceful and only talk when you're supposed to talk. Oh, hallelujah. Because we serve a God that's able to fight your battle. We see that Isaac went into a foreign land and and God was with him. God was with him. And he began to prosper in the foreign land. And so what God is saying is, you don't have to wait until you get to the promised land to prosper. He said, I'm going to, while you're on your way to the promised land, you're going to prosper on the way. And when you get to the promised land, Isaac, it's going to be abundance of harvest there waiting for you. Oh, hallelujah. We don't have to fight or argue about what God has given us. Because what is for us is what's for us. And what is not for us is not for us. Because we see here that God, because Isaac gave up the well, he refused to argue. He refused to have hostility. God prospered him. God made him to prosper because he was destined to prosper. Isaac was destined to prosper. That's why I'm telling you today, you are destined to prosper. Because you are a child of God. We see jealousy stepped in. Then we see grace and we see favor. And we see Isaac the peacemaker. Oh, hallelujah, bless his name. Oh, God is worthy to be praised. Oh, I just thank God for the word today because it just did not just minister to you guys today, but it also ministered to me. I'm thankful, oh, hallelujah, for his word. I'm thankful for his revelation. I thank God. I pray in Jesus' name that you are blessed by this word today. And I pray that you will be blessed abundantly. Me or you are believing God for many things, healing and believing salvation for your children and believing God for a job and believing God for a home. You continue to trust God. You continue to trust God even when you have not even seen it yet. Because we don't know what God is, how God is working things out on the other end. We only see what we see in front of us. But we don't see the ending of everything. And so I just want to tell you to stay encouraged. And I just stay encouraged and continue to trust God. And, you know, the Bible says to cast your cares upon God. Because why? Because he cares for you. He truly cares for you. And I thank God for the word. And I will be seeing you or talking to you next week. God bless.
You thought I was worth saving. So you
So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life. So I could be free. So I could be whole. So I can tell everyone I know.
You thought I was worth saving.
So you came. You thought I was a devil.